Paul Connolly is with me. First season in league football, Paul. Can you describe what's going through your mind?
No, I can't. I just can't believe it. It's worked out so well for me, especially from when I got sent off and last year. And it's just all worked out brilliant. I just can't believe it. And the family's down as well today to see us. So it's unbelievable. My mum's come down to see me. It's a long way to come down from Liverpool to watch. I'm just over the moon, honestly. I just can't believe it. It's great.
And you took over that right-back position at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody in this entire football club with a sane mind would have said Paul Connolly, championship medal, end of the season.
Yeah, I know. It's worked, honestly, like I just said before, it just worked out incredible for me. And I've just got to kick on now. It's brilliant.
Your learning curve has been absolutely incredible this season.
Yeah.
Today, when you went out onto the field, are you able to block out the emotion and the importance of the occasion?
Well, you can, yeah, you can, but to be fair though, I'm still playing and I can hear the 20,000 people going crazy and I know the importance of the game, but obviously, like, because I've played about 30 games now, obviously, if it was my first 5 games, I'd be struggling, and I think it would have been struggling if I'd just been thrown into the deep end, but I feel more accomplished with myself when I'm going out on the pitch, and I'm enjoying it more as well, so, like, you know, and you just seem to block the fans out in the end and just get on with it, and, I really did enjoy that game today.
And, well, that's something I was going to ask you, because all the fans, the ones that have spoken to me since full time, have said it was a good game of football to watch, the whole 90 minutes, both sides.
Yeah, I think it was a credit to the second division football. Two top teams playing football at a frantic pace. That pace was incredible. I had dry mouth after about 5 minutes. I felt like I'd been eating cotton wool all day, so. But it was a credit of Division 2 football, and just it's unlucky for them that we got the 2 goals that we deserved, I think.
Bobby Williamson said he was going to be in the stand, but he stood beside the
dugout. He was straight down here, the new gaffer. Yeah, he said a few words of wisdom before the game, and Adam got us psyched up, and he's had a good start.
And what were the words at half time? Presumably, was it keep it going as you have been for 45?
He just said, boys, you're all over the top of them, and the game's here for you. If you want to go and get this game, the game's here for you. You can take it to them, and you can beat them, because they're looking tired. And to be fair, we've outrun them, and we've got the 2 goals that I think they did deserve over the whole game.
And for you, for Peter Gilbert, his first season at Argyle, and for Luke McCormick.
And Luke, and Tony Capaldi.
Yeah, but the 3 of you, Paul, all 20 years are under. Yeah. What a season, and what a group you've been.
Yeah, you can't knock it. It's good for the club, it's good for Stuart Gibson, it's good for Dave Newton, all the young fellas. I told you about plug them, so it's good for Gibson that, like, you know, that we're all coming through, and it can only stand the club in good stead, and all the young boys coming up can look at us and think, oh, maybe we can get there where Paul is now. So.
You're going to spend your win bonus tonight?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And then
definitely.
You can start dreaming about going to places like Crystal Palace. Like Millwall,
Leeds,
to
if they go
big
down,
stadiums, yeah.
Yeah, so it's all to look forward to now, isn't it? But the hard part's staying up there, we all know that. But we'll cross that bridge when we come to, let's just enjoy this now.
Well done, you've deserved a good night out tonight.
Cheers, Gordon.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.